wherever you get your podcasts.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know what to do. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Hey, baby. We're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Sure as you're a born to bought milk. Put luggage in my hand. And I woke up over Albuquerque. I went into the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak.
Got a curly flying over to the...
Calm down and listen to me. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's even saying you can't carry a gun.
Sweet old chariot, come down easy. Pass it to the terminal zone.
Don't blow this force, Gene!
And cool your wings.
Los Angeles!
I don't know who you are.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Go to the phones and talk to Double R. Is that you?
He is a horny old man.
Ah! Working on a T-bone steak, got a carny flying over to the Golden State.
You guys all read the script, right?
What the hell does that even mean?
What you getting at with your book script? Spit that out, man!
Put your hands in.
Los Angeles!
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Pig Suey!
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Tuesday, August 4th. Glad you're with us. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute perfect. Where's your health today, Christian? What would you give it? What would be your ranking?
6.
Yeah. A 6.
Oh, wow.
Man, you've been fighting this thing. This is
won't go away.
You thought you'd turn the corner. Roger, what does he need to be doing? What does he need to be doing to win this battle?
Need
to be taking anything
steroid
special?
I think antibiotic steroids.
We haven't seen Christian since we got back. Christian, thanks for handling the shit for 3 days with the boys. Yeah. It's good to be back. I want to thank Todd Pierce yesterday for filling in for Christian. As always, today we'll have our buddies Rick Schaefer and John Daly in the 7 o'clock hour. Wow, we'll have we got to play a little. Family Feud, rather, with Chuck Gatlin, who's got a new sponsor now.
We'll find out what's going on with the station. Chuck Gatlin's going to be here?
Trey Schaap will check in with us. Pat Bradley, we finally heard from him yesterday.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
When you say we.
Yeah, I finally heard from him. Okay. So, anyway, so busy show if you want to be a part of the show.
He's doing well.
He's doing well. Yeah, 661-1037 is the number. Razorbacks do win yesterday. Today, you think yesterday, the first three games have been easy. According to Sully last night, that this game, they might win by 100. It's just like, what did a victory say yesterday? A bunch of guys got out of their Uber cars and come in and play yesterday
after reading about it,
Who was it, Christian Tour de Val?
Denicio
Toros de Valle, I believe.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's just something like that. Yeah, Razorbacks end up winning by, I think, right around 41 or 42 points.
Yeah, they were only up 8 at the break.
Yeah, they were sloppy. Early. Yeah, I think Cal had to get on them a little bit. They did have a special guest, John Wall. John Walls, rather.
John Wall was there?
You see that? Yeah. He actually spoke to the team. I reshared. Matter of fact, if you want to, Chris, you might grab that off my Twitter. I thought it was good. Cal asked him to come up to the front, not only did he talk what they should do, he knew the players' names. And he said, hey, listen, you got this, you got talent, you need to do this. I've been there. I've done it all. Everything you want to achieve, I've done. So call me. Anyway, just good. I thought it was good stuff. Also, sure. Ryan Silverfield had his sort of beginning press conference thing, went about 40 minutes. You know what? I know. I'm tired of him talking. I'm sure he's tired of talking. He's like,
well, first he said, I don't care if people don't like me. And then a few seconds later, I want people to like it at the end of the season. Like me at the end of the season. All right, coach.
Yeah, you've been talking for 8 months. Yeah. Dude's tired of talking. I don't blame him. Practice begins Wednesday. And, of course, the main story, you know what the storyline is? You know, if there's a storyline for this season going in
to hustle
we don't have a starting quarterback yet.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, you got the quarterback battle. Of course, a lot of people ask him, well, coach, you know, you've had 6 months. And so, you know, is it because he told, you know, they got KJ and AJ. KJ and AJ. AJ is the guy. AJ Hill came from Memphis. And are they doing that because they just want to make sure they gave him the opportunity to try to get the job? Because you're right. I mean, come on, man. You want your leader to come out. You let him take charge for the last 2-3 weeks of the season.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah, you know, because he said, well, you know, teams can prepare for 2 quarterbacks. Whatever. Yeah.
Still having a quarterback battle this late. Is that a bad sign?
That's what I'm saying. I think KJ Jefferson is the quarterback. He's just going to be, not KJ Jefferson.
KJ Jackson.
KJ Jackson, rather. We had another KJ. I think he's going to be the starting quarterback. I think remember, signed him to $1 million or whatever the first day he was there. I just think they wanted to promise this, AJ Hill, hey, we're going to give you the opportunity.
Followed him, so he had to say
something. That's right. And so I think they're going to do it, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to be KJ Jackson. Mm-hmm. I just know from a team standpoint, you want your leader, and they don't have a true leader. They got 2 guys, but I think it's nice, especially that position, to have somebody that you know is going to be
able to. Told him, look, we're going to go with this guy because he fills a specific need.
Yeah, and they're sort of similar. They're just athletic quarterbacks that can do a lot of stuff. And so, anyway, that's sort of the big deal. Today's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Yeah. That's about it. What was the chocolate chip cookie, Roger, that we grew up on? that was the number one. You said you always, there was a name you had it for in the projects. That,
No. That wasn't chocolate chip. That was Oreo.
Oreos, that's
chocolate
right.
Chocolate chip.
Would you have Xerox?
Yeah, Hydrox.
Yeah,
Hydrox.
Yeah. Xerox.
Yeah, we didn't need Xerox, President Trump.
What was the chocolate chip that was so big?
Chips Ahoy?
Chips Ahoy was back in the 60s and 70s,
well,
yes.
I don't know. Whatever we had, yeah. It's
still probably number
chip
one.
Was chocolate,
yeah.
Chocolate chip.
And I think it's the same group, the guy who would deliver. Listen. Back, to show you what the country was like back in the 60s, we had deliveries of potato chips. We had big cans. Yeah. We had big cans of potato chips delivered to our house.
I don't remember ever getting them, but
I can't remember the name of the company. Right. It was big brown
Somebody
thing,
knows it. Yeah.
And it had a name. And if you got that, that's really cool because it's got 9,000 chips in it. Mm. And then they also did chocolate chips too. And I just can't remember.
We were making home deliveries of chips long before Amazon.
Yeah, right. 661-1037 and Milkman.
Milk and egg. Milk, eggs, and butter.
661-1037 is the number. And like I said, we'll visit with Rick and John coming up shortly. A couple other things. Today is a really it's an interesting historic day. A lot of things happened on this day in history. You got the answer?
It says Charlie's.
Charles Chips. That's it. Thank you very much. That's why we're here for y'all. Y'all are here for us.
Thank you, Middleton, for doing that.
Chris, yeah, Milton text line. So, Chris, I was telling Roger, you had several things happen on this day in history. You had the Anne Frank being discovered. That's where Jessica and I went, the Anne Frank house in Amsterdam. They were so close to escaping. 2 years they spent up in that miserable attic and couldn't come out, and they finally got caught on this day. 1962, Marilyn Monroe dies from a drug overdose in L.A., and they still, really, we don't know. Do we know? Do we know anything? You know, the theory is the president, did the president's people have her killed? Did she just do it herself? She was seeing everybody. You know, she was hooked up with gangsters, and so it was on this day.
Was she with gangsters?
Yeah. So apparently she was. She before she got with JFK, she was hooking up with Giancana. Marilyn Monroe. Yeah,
well, I never heard about that.
You betcha. Yeah.
You know who Giancana is?
Which one is
it? We had him in the Musketeers this past week.
That's right. That's right.
Curtis Bailey. Curtis Bailey. I don't remember. I didn't know that she was. I knew that JFK was. Yeah,
the story was she was having fun with both around the same time.
Well, she was hitting. Bobby was hitting that.
Well, I think there might have been everybody.
I don't know about Jane Connor. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's DiMaggio's old lady.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and, also, what's his name? Miller. What was Miller's name? Last husband.
I can't think of his. 2 years later, Roger, you had the three civil rights workers were found on this day in Philadelphia, Mississippi. You've seen the great movie Mississippi Burning, Christian, have you seen it?
I have.
It is one of the best movies. I've never gone back and looked to see how close and accurate it is, but it's based on a true story. I mean, down there trying to help get voters registered, black voters registered, and they killed them, buried them. But I tell you,
what's a football connection there?
I know there's a great player out of Philadelphia, but I don't know.
Is
that Marcus Dupree?
Marcus Dupree.
Yeah, he's out of Philadelphia.
Was befriended by, I want to say, the deputy that was
beat up by Gene Hackman.
Or was it the son of the sheriff? Something like somebody, whatever the connection is with the sheriff or the deputy from that incident.
You heard Gene Hackman was great in that.
Yeah, Defoe was
great. Mm-hmm. The bad guys were great. The bad guy, the deputy, the wimpy deputy, was in another movie too. But I know that's when he spins him around in that
horrible editing on that part. Horrible editing.
Roger can't get past
that
scene.
I can't get past that editing of that scene, but it's okay.
But it's a great scene by Gene Hackman. One of the great scenes where he just lets loose. Anyway, that was
when Hackman grabs
him. Grabs another guy by the gonads.
Don't thinking I'm some whole other body
it's
there.
So good. It's
a
so
blank
good.
Kicker.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of that unit probably was close to accurate. Federals coming in down here to Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, where we take care of business the way we want to take care. I was on this day 39 years ago, Dirty Dancing was released. Okay. The soundtrack, which was one of the great soundtracks. Talladega Nights came out on this day 20 years ago, 2006. Yes, I'm putting those as historic days.
I can't believe it's already been that long.
Barry Bonds hits 755 on this day 19 years ago. That tied Hank Aaron, my man. Hank Aaron's home run record, he goes on and breaks it 3 days later. He was mowing through home run balls. I think he had 72 that that final year. I think that's right, his final year. Didn't he just play one that year, or did he play? He might have played one more year.
I think he played another year. Yeah, I think he may be right. 73.
Bonds retired with 762 home runs. Also, two birthdays today. One of the most notable, Billy Bob Thornton, who we all enjoy on this show when we all the roles he's played. And if you had one go to Christian, I've already asked Roger during our Facebook Live, what would you be his go to? What would be his go to for you?
When I think of Billy Bob Thornton, I usually think of Sling Blade.
Yeah, I think it's probably the greatest individual performance by him because he wrote the character, he created the character, and also won some. He was up for Academy, right, for Best Actor. He didn't win, correct? I believe that's right.
Probably was.
He didn't win. I know that.
I don't know if it won for screenplay, I think.
Yeah, what
original.
Else?
Original.
Well, of course, we like him.
I like him in Armageddon.
Armageddon, he's good in Armageddon. We like him in Tombstone.
There's a scene. I think there's just one episode of the Sheridan 1883 where he plays the sheriff or marshal of.
Yeah. I've seen a clip from that. Yeah. Where he goes and kills everybody in the bar.
I don't know if he kills everybody, but he's letting everybody know.
That's a different one.
He's going to not. Maybe
a different Western, but yeah, there's a one that's been circulated on my algorithm where he goes, I'm the only killer in this.
Well,
town.
That's him. Sure. That's good. He kills people. I don't remember him killing people. Yeah, I just remember.
He's some damage,
I didn't know it was him. Yeah.
To me, he's almost now every character is the same. He's on. I see Landman.
Yeah.
I see. What else was I see? It's just like. His delivery, it is what it is. He's a believable character. Yeah. But he's an Arkansan. He doesn't get back here very much. Yeah. Who's our buddy who's good buddies with him that plays with him? Of course, Michael Shipp. All of his interviews now, you know, he won't do an interview about movies. Yeah. He goes, the only thing, matter of fact, if you bring it up, he gets mad. No, not talking movies. Yeah. Talking my music career.
Yeah, no, you don't have one.
No. What's crazy, what's interesting is that does he not understand that nobody who interviews cares? I think he convinces himself that they do. Because he loves talking about music. I watched him. He has such a passion. He loves talking about music. He writes.
But you know what? But nobody, you know what? Nobody
cares.
But you don't, but he doesn't.
That's not what he's, you don't, do. That's not what you do well.
That's
not what you do well.
He doesn't put out a new album every year.
I know, he does not, he wants to talk about that song he just wrote.
I guess, you know what, they're eccentric.
I haven't seen him in a movie in a long time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what was the other besides the Landman? Is it, and there's another one he did.
He was in Goliath.
Goliath, I got the good, Fargo on TV was another one I think he did.
Yeah, he was in Fargo. Yeah,
so anyway, you can give us your best at Billy Bob Thornton. You got a couple other sports birthdays. Hey, Roger Clemens, who, you know, Roger, I keep thinking Roger was a little bit younger than us. Crap, he's older than us.
How much?
He's 64.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking he played a little bit after us, but that's just sort of the fact how long his career was. But he's 64. Jeff Gordon, double nickels. Yeah. Deke Walls, double nickels. I think, you know, the greatest racing period was when you had... He was the good guy. Well, he was the sort of the supposed good guy, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., Dale Earnhardt Sr. was the bad guy.
Maybe.
And they were going against each other. You had the young upstart Cali guy versus the old school NASCAR guy.
Well, there's one of the bad NASCAR guys.
Kurt Busch. I get all those guys mixed up. Does his brother die?
Yeah.
I think I get that right.
Kyle that passed?
I think so. And then the other one is, speaking of hatred, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody get so much hate. I'm telling you, to a person, I don't know if I've seen hardly anybody that likes her, and I don't follow the story well enough. I don't know, but Meghan Markle. I'm telling you, if you follow all that queen stuff, gosh, she is the devil. Nobody likes her. Nobody, and a lot of people don't like him, the hubby, who's sort of you know throwing that out there.
I don't know enough to have an opinion.
Yeah, I don't either.
About the royal family.
Yeah, the people say that she just used him to get to the deal, whatever. The other thing I mentioned yesterday, Christian, I told Roger, Spider-Man: Brand New Day.
I saw it.
Was getting so close to breaking the new record or breaking the all-time opening weekend record, which I can't believe it challenged Avengers: Endgame. But it did. It broke the American record or domestic record, if you will, but did not beat the worldwide. But still, it just shows you the hunger. First of all, the hunger that people have to want to go to a movie they like. Second of all, as Roger and I were talking yesterday, the power of Spider-Man. And that character, Tom Holland, who I said Tobey Maguire yesterday.
Which is funny because then Xi Jinping picked up on that, and I got that scene where they all were.
Oh, yeah. But he's done that for 10 years now, and kids like him. They
it's
like
been
that.
10 years? Is that
yeah, right? I think so. Zendaya. Is that right? Is that the right? Did I get it right?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. Not the horse, but the actress.
What is the name of the guy? What's the name of the horse? That's Tom Holland. What's the name of the guy who.
There's another one. There was three.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
No, I'm talking about the guy that played Bane. What's his name?
Tom Hardy.
Hardy. I don't know why I keep... Okay.
Yeah, anyway, so that was sort of another story that came out, is that that thing, it made me sort of watch, Roger, the one you're talking about, where I just had it for background that...
I went and saw it this weekend with my son.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was fun. I mean, I think it was the best Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't enjoyed those last few Spider-Men as much.
I don't think any of his movies have been particularly good, but I think this one was pretty solid.
The other thing, Roger, I don't know if you saw it on some of our stuff that came down. Men are more likely to be cool with jury duty. Funny that this comes out. I got a jury duty notice. This is the worst time on the planet.
I got one, too.
Did you get one, too?
Yeah, but it's for Celine, and I don't leave in Celine anymore, so I got to call and tell them that.
So, I don't mind it. This is terrible time. This is the worst time of the year. I've had all year where I could do this. I wonder if I could fall on the mercy of the court.
Okay.
To go, hey, listen, this is the absolute. Can I cycle back around to the springtime? I'll have a little bit more.
I got a notice for my first time and only that I can recall. Anyway, got a notice for Saline County. Let's say, for sake of argument, it was half a dozen years ago, and I went, and the one guy. Who listen? And the judge was saying, it was almost like, look, we can let you do this, whatever the circumstances were that kept me from having to do it. But the fella that was at the court, the friendly face that I recognized that put me in front of the judge, was the fella that used to do the prayer at your touchdown club. What was his name?
Oh, yes.
Forgive me for not. I'm sorry, I can't tell you that. I put you on the spot for that one. Not Tom. What was his name?
Well, forgive me for
Throwing it at you like that. But I remember going to
2 years ago. Great guy. Yeah, I forgot he did that.
Super guy. Yeah. I had no idea that I had that connection with him via Saline County. So I went there, and it was one of those things that says that, and I had something come up with job wise that was going to keep me away from it, and that was here. And so, I mean, they were very understanding, and they threw me back in the squirrel cage, I guess.
Gary Underwood.
Gary, Underwood. I apologize.
It's my fault.
I should know Gary, but anyway, nice guy. It was nice because I had no idea what to expect, but Gary ushered me into the judge's chamber, and it's almost like the judge was going, you know, it's like I was trying to convince you. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to do my civic duty. Words.
Yeah.
But I was able not to have to.
Yeah. Of course, this is the process alone. I guess if I make a phone call, I got to do those things. 661-1037.
Somehow, at the age of 30, I have been summoned for jury like 4 or 5 times. And I've never actually had to attend, thankfully. But
I've
had to go through the whole thing.
My dad, my mother's reminding me, my dad was clerk of the court in Bay County, so he did that every day. That was part of his responsibility. They would bring in. It's an amazing part of our legal system. That's part of it. And that's the way it works. And you got to get people in there, and that's what they do. It's not like some people are like, oh, I'd love to go do a month on a murder trial. Not me.
And I guess the way you're on those dockets is because of being a registered voter. I wonder if that's
I don't know.
On that list.
I'm not sure. William says, I believe Spider-Man 2001 also broke a record for opening weekend. It opened just after 9/11.
Yeah, I think it did at the time.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised there. This is a great song. Go ahead.
I was going to say the three biggest sure bets in Hollywood. Spider-Man, Batman, and Christopher Nolan. If any of those release a movie, they're going to make money.
That's what we talked about yesterday.
Batman,
Superman, Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right, this is Kate Moore's favorite. No Justin today. Justin's going to do Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday this week instead of today. He's traveling. He's back in action, man. You notice him? He's starting to do social media, his team is?
Sure.
Joe Nichols stuff. I tell you, the thing about Joe Nichols, you know, Joe and Justin, too, these guys that are in their mid-40s are still hooking up with big names. So they're not doing their own concerts. They're not making as much money, but they're getting a good check and getting sold out people. You know, Joe Nichols doing Hank Williams Jr. How about Hank Williams Jr. still performing, still touring? Good
Is
Lord.
He doing it for the money?
It's a good question. I don't know. All right, don't go away. 6:30. Walk with me. Oh, yeah. When you're waiting for a voice.
to come. In the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like I'm crying?
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888 for Rainwater Houlton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
They will be trade deadline past yesterday. Here were some of the biggest moves. The Orioles sent catcher Adley Rutschman to their AL East rival Red Sox in return, getting several of their top prospects. Rutschman has had issues staying healthy so far in his career. The Cubs loaded up for a playoff run, adding four pitchers to the team, the biggest being Kevin Gausman from the Blue Jays, which was completed on Sunday. The Padres got pitcher Casey Mize from the Tigers, giving up their second-best prospect, Cash Mayfield, in the process. The Phillies landed one of the best contact hitters in the game, Luis Arias, who has a .324 average and four home runs on the season. He's the active career leader in batting average at .318. The Mets were big sellers as they sent eight players out, receiving 13 players in exchange, nine of which will be in the top 30 of their farm system. And in minor league baseball tonight, the Travelers will play the Sod Poodles at 6:35 at Dickie Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today. We'll get up to 95 degrees this afternoon with a mostly sunny sky. No rain or thunderstorms in our forecast today. Probably won't be until Thursday before we have our next rain chance in central Arkansas. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 72. Tomorrow, hotter, up to 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Make Jim's Razorback Pizza your game day headquarters. Known for their amazing thin crust and Detroit-style deep dish pizzas, but don't pass up on their wings that were voted the best by AY Magazine. If you're looking for a great place to watch the game and the most accommodating service around, visit Jim's Razorback Pizza at Highway 10 just past Taylor Loop and the second location at the Morgan Mall Mail exit. Jim's Razorback Pizza, proudly serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit OltmansRoofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we've got you covered.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Where's everybody else? You seen him?
So good. Oh my gosh, so intense.
Didn't I tell you to get moved out of here?
Sling Blade.
How does a fella go about getting hold of the police?
Phone, I guess.
Which numbers do you put in?
So good. The writing is so good in this.
Can't you see I'm trying to relax? I thought I told you to get out of here. Leave me alone. What the hell are you doing that lawnmower blade?
I aim to kill you with it.
Well, to call the police, you push 911. Let's tell them to bring an ambulance. Or Hurst. You're gonna kill me.
Never played just that music before.
Rack.
Wow.
Carl?
Whoa. I don't think I've ever, you know, listened to that whole clip. Whoa! Is there a second?
Yeah, he hit him twice.
And then he picks up the phone and calls, says, I reckon I cut his head off.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you got to give it to Billy Bob Thornton to have written that, to create that
character.
That was
2 minutes. Not a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, no.
2 minutes.
And the music, the way it just continues to get stronger.
It was intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I tell you, What's-His-Face was a great bad guy.
Dale Hargrove?
Yeah. What's his name? Dwight Yoakam?
Dwight Yoakam.
How about that? Much more pleasant note.
He said c'est la vie to him.
He did.
That's what it is.
He said,
what numbers do you push?
And
the way that Dwight Yoakam went, well, you call 9.
Yeah.
One.
I don't know how that he didn't win the darn Oscar for that. It was so good.
I had to see who else he was up against.
Sing it, Joe.
Well, the original screenplay's not too shabby.
Yeah.
Put him on the map.
Yeah.
It was a short film prior to that. Duvall was in there.
Six thirty-eight. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the Middleton Heat and Air text line. Let's get a couple of those messages coming up shortly. Rick Schaefer, John Daly, got to play a little Family Feud brought to you by Southern Bank. Pat Bradley, Trey Schaap, all checking in. Razorbacks do win by 40 again yesterday. Today, who do they play? What's the name of the team, Christian?
It's the University of Calgary. That's an easy one.
Yeah, so Sully said they've been bombed the last. The other team, Calgary, has, so it should be another easy win. Great to have Christian back. We'll have Justin back tomorrow. Someone says, I guess I'm going to have to watch Sling Blade this weekend. Never seen it. It is worth the watch. Really, there's some good character actors in there, which is also the late.
The kid in there is.
He's still
going strong.
And what's the other character actor's dad? His dad was famous, and he was in Three's Company. John Ritter.
Yeah.
John Ritter.
Luke.
What's that?
The kid's name? Is his name Luke?
I think so. Yeah.
Ron says, C'est la vie, rock in the charts. I haven't seen any chart numbers yet, but expect it to do well.
But he's doing great with it.
Let's see here. Liked Halle Berry more than Billy Bob in Monsters Ball. Yeah, I forget about Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I watched that. I remember one time, I just wasn't blown away by it.
No.
You know, that doesn't mean.
It's also folks on the Middleton Heat and Air text line and what they're more used to for Billy Bob. besides Armageddon and as far back as Sling Blade is Bad News Bears and Bad Santa.
Santa's another one. Yeah.
Like it or didn't like?
I like it.
Did you? Someone said, by the way, Christian, somebody says, yesterday we read this from the 870, Christian was bringing the jam with his music while y'all were out. He had musical freedom. Mm-hmm. And I said, he said, yes. Yeah, you played music that will never be played on this show.
Or on anybody by this station.
Probably so, but good for you. You had a good time with the boys, and we're glad you did that for us while we were gone.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun Wednesday and Thursday, Pigskin and Trey and I, and we were talking about the rubber trade in Manaus, Brazil, and the colonialism.
Oh, I know. We tell you that. We read it yesterday. You got some history lesson in there. Stuff that we'll never talk about. What would we were yesterday? Watermelon. It was National Watermelon Day yesterday. Yeah. That's our speed.
Seeds,
so someone says here, Swordfish. Now, Swordfish had Halle Berry, but didn't. I don't think it had
John Travolta.
Yeah, I don't think that didn't have Billy Bob.
I don't remember Billy Bob in that. I could be wrong, though.
Now, was Billy Bob in Bad News Bears, too, the remake
of
that?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, it was a remake. He did it.
Yeah, again, Billy Bob's got...
What was the other one? Mr. Woodcock,
I think. Yeah, that had John Heater in it.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Redbone says the scene in Monster Ball, I've heard this too, supposedly really happened. I've heard that story.
Well, isn't it based on a true story?
Well, the sex scene, right? They're saying that they actually... Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. Somebody, what did you say about...
I got to watch Monster Ball.
He just asked the question. What was it? Maybe I missed it. Somebody said, well, you got to watch Goliath. Listen, I've heard that's a good one, too.
Miniseries, right?
What's that?
Is that a series?
Yeah, again, I give him credit. He keeps finding ways to stick around.
Well, he
makes Landman.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he makes Landman, right? His character.
You throw great around out there. He is a most capable actor.
He's bankable. He's bankable. 661-103
character actor. I mean, especially on an ensemble. I mean, as far as the lead goes, he's had other stars that have co-starred with him. He was, I guess, the lead of the movie, but for the most part, I've seen him as a co-star.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Supporting actor,
which he does an excellent job.
As Roger mentioned yesterday, talking about Silverfield was talking about being liked yesterday, and I like this line that Silverfield just yesterday. I don't know if we've got any of these clips from anywhere, Christian. If anybody grabbed them, but he said,
"They have their own page, I believe."
Yeah, I told them, Roger, if you would hit up some of that, sure. Told them, quote, especially our leadership group, I'm coming after you. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to coach you really, really hard. I told our coaching staff, I'm coming after you. We have to demand the absolute most of everybody. Starts with me every single day. I do like the fact, I wondered, you know, Sam, you said, sometimes you saw Sam as Mr. Nice Guy. I know Sam would get after you, you know, with the cameras not on you. And I wondered what kind of guy Silverfield was. And Hawks Plus did a clip on him, and I think it was on the spring deal, which I watched last night. He gets on people. I like it. He's a nice guy, and I think he likes life, but he'll get after you, and I like that. You can be a nice coach, like Coach Hetfield. You know, Coach Hetfield was a great Christian man, but he could get after you, man. He didn't cuss at you, but you could tell when, you know, hey, I expect better than that. So I like that. I don't want him to be liked. I want him to get after these dudes and make him play hard. Went back and looked, Roger, at the record for Memphis again last year.
Yeah.
You know, I can't ask him this now because he'd just say, hey, I don't want to go backwards. But, you know, they beat us. They were 5-0 when they beat us. Ranked 22, got to 22, screwed around and somehow inexplicably lost to UAB, a horrible UAB team that I think had just fired the coach and Mortensen.
Yeah, it was Dilfer, wasn't it?
I think they just fired Dilfer. Mortensen has taken over. So they lose that, but come back. Beat another team, so they're 6-1, and then they lose, in a high-profile game to Tulane. Mm-hmm. But then he loses the last, like, 4 in a row or 5 in a row. And you can't tell me that he wasn't maybe, you know, he knew he was getting activity. You know, all those three coaches from the American Conference were getting looked at, and all of a sudden you look, they lose 4 in a row. I mean, they're 6-0. They beat Arkansas. They're blowing out people. And but I went back and looked the last 3 or 4 years. He has not lost a game by more than like a touchdown. Now we go, well, we've been through that with Sam last year.
Well, that was the way it was with Petrino.
I get it, but I do like the fact that none of his teams have gotten blown out. Every team he plays, he's in the game, and so that's against. Sometimes he went to Florida State when Norvell. You remember he replaced Norvell. Sure. Norvell goes to Florida State. They go to Florida State, beat Florida State at Tallahassee. So I just hope, you know, that he can coach these dudes up beyond what their talent level is, which I know you
can.
There may
be. There may be. I think Arkansas may be one of those places now where you may have to coach people up, not have the talent level that that an Auburn may have, LSU, Florida, Georgia, and those
Texas,
types
of things. Texas,
yeah, they've got the. I think they could never leave the state and get some national titles. Here he is saying he's getting ready to get started.
I thought it was important to make sure we got in front of you guys right before the start of training camp. Obviously, again, thank you to those guys that made the trek down to media days, but excited to get this thing going, right? We start this thing on Wednesday. It's been a heck of a summer. You know, I think back really the last 8+ months, all the work that's gone into this, we actually get to play football, right? Spring was great and all those things, and the summer strength and conditioning are wonderful things. But the ultimate chance to go out there in training camp, there's no better time of year. The guys have been gearing up, ready for it. Obviously, we continue to implement the scheme throughout the summer in OTAs and summer access. The guys got bigger, faster, and stronger. Look forward to putting that on display. But it starts with training camp, right? We report day tomorrow and then full practice and get after it. Shortened training camp, as we all know, but excited, right? How much can we cram in before school starts and then have a plan moving forward with that? But listen, this is the true start to the 2026 football season. The guys are excited, and so are we, and look forward to getting this thing going.
Remember when somewhere in the camp last few years, the strength coach came back and was throwing out all the miles per hour increases on the treadmill? I think we still only went four games. I think we've learned that nobody really cares about that. Just say the team's improved and let's try to win. Let's try to win on field. Yep. That's nice to throw out there. But
that's one of the things he talked about was the what's the term he used? Sluggish, not sluggish. Whatever the term. I'll have to go back on the article. Whatever it was. Lazy, a synonym of laziness and all that, not getting back after it, that all of that willingness to play. I'll look at the article when we come back.
Yeah, it's just, talking season's over with. You know, it's really weird. You've had a new coach. We went through all that crap the end of last year, and it's just, we're tired of talking, man. It's just like, let's just play and see what you can do. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we're glad we got you. You can text us easy. You can call us. I know some folks are giving us more on Billy Bob. Somebody said, you know, he was a car dealer in Tombstone. But listen, that's one of, we've been talking about that for years. That's one of our favorite roles. He gets
that's
his,
easy. That's easy.
Who was, what's his, Michael, not boy, who was the guy?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, thank you. Slaps him around. Hey, what does he say? You going to pull that smokestack? What does he say, Roger?
Skin that smoke wagon.
Yeah, he wants to skin that smoke wagon.
Throw down, son.
Throw down, son. All right, don't go away. 648. Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000. Use code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothes and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holt and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Responsible attorney, Michael Rainwater, Bob Sexton.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Yeah, I think more than anything, we had a better understanding. We came up from spring, we met as a staff, said, okay, you get a pretty good understanding of what these guys are capable of. Obviously, limited freshmen joined us this summer, but, okay, here's the roster. Here's what these guys we think can do. We got to continue to find out this about this player, this about this guy. And then now, how can we get him bigger, faster, stronger? So really, you look at we separated the summer into two different ways, right? June was, heavy lifting, obviously some speed work. And then July, a lot of conditioning, right? And then still obviously a lot of work in the weight room, but really pleased with that kind of growth that had happened in the spring. Okay, hey, this guy's capable of doing this. Now, this is something we need to work on all throughout these OTAs. So each position coach knew what they needed to do. The strength coach had an understanding of, guys' strengths and weaknesses, where we need to work on. Overall team, we left spring and said, we got to get a little bit faster. So that was a big focus as we continue to move through the summer, and was pleased every single day the way the guys attacked the work. But, the biggest thing is in the summer, it's, a lot of meetings on scheme. Spring, you're implementing, especially in year one, what we're base installs. And then now moving into training camp. Okay, hey, instead of an every other day thing, it's, the first 3 days we're going to do an off day, but you're able to meet on those days. But really, here it goes. We got to get the first 10 days of installing in training camp. And then really from then on, it's situational football.
Yeah, it's almost like, okay, I don't want to talk anymore. Let's just stop. It's just practice. Just get back with us in a week where, he's doing what he's got to do. They're asking questions.
Well, the thing that was titled Biggest Difference from Spring to Now. That's what that was titled as. And as we were going to break and I was trying to spit out what I was trying to say, one of the things that he did, and that was kind of dovetails into that one, and that is, the first day of spring, you're out there in helmets and everybody's getting a feel for where they go. And you grade defensive film and it's 72 loafs. Then you get a beat every day when you loaf. So he's talking about loafing, yeah. And then 52 the next day, less than that, and all those loafs. But I say all that to say, I think that's something that you pointed out, if not during that Memphis game.
Yeah.
The loafing going on, somebody getting beat and all that. Nobody's in a hurry to get off the field and all that. I think Coach Petrino was about that. We're talking about effort, getting in and off the field, because whether you're going to leave or not, last year when Petrino was interim coach. He said, look, people are going to grade you on the film. And they're going to see what you're doing. Whether we win or not, they're looking at you, and that's going to play a part in it. So coach is about, you know, I think he's going to be grinding. He's going to be hard on everybody. I say hard. He's not going to be, you know, I do think Coach Pittman was ready to roll. I don't think that he had it in him to stay any longer. It was a done deal. And if he had four games is what's in our history with Coach Pittman, we're going to be screaming and pulling our hair out. Four wins with a new guy, we have hope because it's a new regime and that sort of thing. And I do think this guy is more prepared to be a coach in the portal NIL era.
You can grade our loaves today. If you notice a loaf in a segment, please let us know. That looked like a loaf. It sounded like a loaf.
That was a loaf?
No, I said let us know if it was a loaf.
Yes. For me, this goes out to everybody. We don't give out loaves. We give out.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's what we do.
Razorbacks do win in basketball yesterday, 91-49. Next, they play at 11 o'clock today, by the way. Flew Sports. And I think, Christian, I don't know if I heard this right. I could have sworn last night I saw a clip that Coach Z was on the broadcast. So maybe he was on the Flow Z, the Flow. Flo, what is it? Flo Sham?
Flo Rida
broadcast.
You know what?
One camera.
I did not even catch it. I was doing a few other things yesterday, so I did not even catch the game. I read about it.
Rick Schaefer coming up here shortly, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, then John Daly. Did you see what Zach Brown did? So Zach Brown, the Zach Brown Band, has sold out 15 straight Fenway Park shows. 37,000 people, right? Rogers. You know what he does?
What he
gets up there and he tells everybody, to celebrate this, everybody here, all 37,000 people, are going to get a free cruise. So he gives away 37,000 cruises on this Beachcomber, Margaritaville.
Yes.
So the value is worth $40 million. Largest surprise audience gift in live entertainment history. The deal is, Roger, of course, he's got a deal. He's got a partnership with the cruise line.
Okay.
So they co-designed this thing to where, you know, it introduces 30,000 and they get a ton of publicity. But how about that? You go to the concert and you go, wow, you get a cruise for two. Pretty nice. Justin Moore, what do you think? You want to do that deal? Roger, what do you think?
No, I'd like to go on a cruise.
We've talked about that before.
He said he, you know, on some of the Musketeers, they've gone on maybe three or four cruises. John, Christian, I've sent you something. I want you to see if you could put that on my board, if you could. I like the cruise.
Yeah, speaking of music, too, real quick, we talked about how country music is dominating music from just a listener standpoint. Country dominates. Here's the headline. Country dominates the Billboard Top 100. Hot 100, top five for the first time in history. So they said these five songs, the top five, are all country songs. They're number one on the regular music Billboard, whatever. Roger, are we? There we go. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Choosing Texas, number one. Been By Now, Morgan Wallen, number two. I Knew It, Taylor Swift. Is that country? Wow. I Can't Love You Anymore, Ella Langley, and Morgan Wallen. And Boston by Stella Lefty. I don't know Stella Lefty, but we'll be back in a minute. We'll figure it out. 7 o'clock.
Stella Lefty. About that.
ESPN and The Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. July the 12th, 1979.